Hare Krishna. So we're reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, chapter 1, text 23. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace. Abhay Charanarvinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, who has full potency, will personally appear as the son of Vasudev. Therefore, all the wives of the demigods should also appear in order to satisfy him. Purport. In the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 4, text 9, the Lord says, Tyaktva deham punarjanma naiti mam iti. After giving up the material body, the devotee of the Lord returns home, back to Godhead. This means that the devotee is first transferred to the particular universe where the Lord is at that time staying to exhibit his pastimes. There are innumerable universes, and the Lord is appearing in one of these universes at every moment. Therefore, his pastimes are called Nitya Leela, eternal pastimes. The Lord's appearance as a child in the house of Devaki takes place continuously in one universe after another. Therefore, the devotee is first transferred to that particular universe where the pastimes of the Lord are current. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, even if a devotee does not complete the course of devotional service, he enjoys the happiness of heavenly planets, where the most pious people dwell, and then takes birth in the house of Suchi or Sriman, a pious Brahmana or a wealthy Vaishya. Suchi nam, Srimatam, Gehe, Yogo, Brashto, Bijayate. Thus, a pure devotee, even if unable to execute devotional service completely, is transferred to the upper planetary system, where pious people reside. From there, if his devotional service is complete, such a devotee is transferred to the place where the Lord's pastimes are going on. Here it is said, Sambhavantu Surastriya. Surastri, the woman of the heavenly planets, were thus ordered to appear in the Yadu dynasty in Vrindavan to enrich the pastimes of Lord Krishna. These Surastri, when further trained to live with Krishna, would be transferred to the original Goloka Vrindavan. During Lord Krishna's pastimes within this world, the Surastri were to appear in different ways, in different families, to give pleasure to the Lord, just so that they would be fully trained before going to the eternal Goloka Vrindavan. With the association of Lord Krishna, either at Dwarkapuri, Mathurapuri, or Vrindavan, they would certainly return home, back to Godhead. Among the Surastri, the women of heavenly planets, there are many devotees, such as the mother of Upendra, incarnation of Krishna. It was such devoted women who were called for in this connection. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurunmilitam yena tasmai Shri Gurve namaha. Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prashthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पश्चात्यादेशतारिणे वंचकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितनं पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, who has full potency, will personally appear as the son of Vasudev. Son of Vasudev. Therefore, all the wives of the demigods should also appear in order to satisfy him. So here we have Lord Brahma speaking. And he's addressing the demigods, and specifically in this verse, text 23, he's directing his attention to the wives of the demigods. He's saying to the wives of the demigods that you should also appear to satisfy the Lord. The demigods will appear in the various Yadu and Rishni dynasties. So you should also appear in these dynasties, and specifically also appear in Vrindavan to assist in the pastimes of the Lord. Or, specifically speaking, or in reality, or technically speaking, Lord doesn't need any assistance. So to please the Lord, you appear in Vrindavan. You appear in the Yadu and Rishni dynasties. So therefore the word Tat Priyartham is used to satisfy the Lord, to please the Lord, to enhance the glories of the Lord. As we are approaching Janmashtami, we just have few days left. it's appropriate to discuss what are the ingredients for the cause of Lord to appear. What causes the Lord to appear? And also, what attracts the Lord's attention? So this would be like a prelude to the appearance of the Lord. So what are the causes, what are the ingredients for the Lord to appear? And also, maybe in our lives, to cause the Lord to appear. What is required, number one? And number two, what attracts the Lord's attention? So these details are specifically given in chapter 1 of Canto 10. And also in the first chapter of the Krishna book, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Just before the Lord appears, the people of the world were in difficulty, were suffering, were in agony, because there were many demons. And not just many demons, but they had such demoniac power. They were becoming very, very powerful. They were causing so much burden. Right? They were causing so much difficulty for the people of the world. So the personality of the earth, Bhumi, decided to approach Lord Brahma. So it's interesting that upon hearing the people of the world and seeing the world situation, she approaches Lord Brahma. But how she approaches Lord Brahma, that's very interesting. That she takes on the form of a cow. And taking on the form of the cow, she approaches Lord Brahma with tears in her eye, weeping. That I don't know what to do. This is becoming too much. I don't know how I can continue my service. I don't know how I can serve the world, the people of this world. So Bhumi approaches Lord Brahma in this way, taking on the form of a cow. And Lord Brahma, his compassion is aroused because she's taken on this form and she's weeping, she's crying in front of him. So the form of the cow is a very particular form. Shishi Radha Gokula Nanda ki, Shishi Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman ki, Shishi Gaur Nitai ki. So this form of the cow invokes compassion. Specifically compassion in the devotees, compassion in the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We also see in the past times of Indra, right, when Indra is causing havoc in Vrindavan, and then Lord Krishna lifts Govardhan Hill to protect the citizens of Vrindavan. And then after some time, Indra is understanding that he's caused a big offense. So how does he approach the Lord to beg his forgiveness? Right? He takes assistance of a cow to invoke the compassion, to invoke the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So here we have Mother Earth, Bhumi, approaching Lord Brahma in the form of the cow to invoke his mercy, to invoke his compassion. So Brahmanas are, those who are real Brahmanas, their compassion, their mercy is invoked, right, in seeing cows and cows being protected, right? Their purpose is to protect the cows, their purpose is to serve the cows. So Brahmanas, demigods, Lord Brahma, the Supreme Personality of God, it is pleased when the cows are served, when the cows are protected, and it invokes mercy within these personalities. So mercy, compassion is invoked in Lord Brahma. And it's also interesting how Lord Brahma, then what he decides to do next. Bhumi is not thinking, okay, let me solve this problem, kill all these demons, let me create some earthquake, some natural calamity, so these demons would die, and then there will be less suffering for the people in this world. Bhumi approaches Lord Brahma, and the Lord Brahma also, even though he is the creator of this universe, Lord Brahma also seeks assistance. He's not thinking, okay, Bhumi's now come, Mother Earth has now come, she's approached me, she's thinking I'm great and I can help her, let me now solve the problem. And now also, with the assistance of Bhumi, definitely we can solve the problem. But what he does, he takes the association, he takes assistance of the demigods. So he calls upon Lord Shiva, he calls upon all the demigods, and together they decide to approach the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And also the demigods are also not thinking, Lord Shiva is also not thinking that, we can solve this problem together, on my own. So we have Bhumi, we have Lord Brahma, we have the demigods headed by Lord Shiva. They all come together and they go towards Swetadvip. And they approach the shore of the milk ocean. And Lord Brahma specifically starts to make prayers, right, with the demigods also reciting prayers, the Purusha Shukta prayers. Srila Prabhupada says these Purusha Shukta prayers are standard prayers to invoke the mercy of the Supreme Personality Godhead, to attract the attention of the Lord. These are standard prayers. These are the prayers that demigods used, and specifically Lord Brahma uses to attract, to get the audience of Lord Shri Krishna, of Lord Vishnu. So in this way, all the demigods, headed by Lord Brahma, make prayers, you know, recite the Purusha Shukta prayers, call upon the Lord from their heart to attract his attention, for him to appear in front of them. And as the prayers are made, Lord Brahma, the demigods, everyone's waiting, right? When is the Lord going to appear? But the Lord doesn't appear. So then Brahma goes into meditation. Just at the time of beginning of creation, he went into meditation because he didn't know specifically how to create. He didn't know what would be the next steps. How would everything come together? So he goes into meditation, and from within his heart, he receives a transcendental message. He receives a message from the Lord, from within his heart, as he's meditating. Just as at the beginning of creation, similarly the Lord spoke to him through his heart. So we have the verse also in the Bhagavatam, the first verse. Tene Brahma Ridaya Adi Kavaye. So Lord appears, but generally, right, he speaks through the hearts of the demigods, the hearts of Lord Brahma. Specifically in our line, Lord Brahma is also our Param Guru. So the Lord speaks through the heart of the devotees, heart of the spiritual master. We may wonder, the spiritual masters are engaged in devotional service, we're engaged in devotional service, is there anything happening? Is the Lord intervening? Does the Lord know what's going on? The Lord can speak through the heart of the spiritual master. Lord can communicate to us through the spiritual master. So here, Lord Brahma receives the message from the Lord. And this message then Lord Brahma communicates to all the demigods. He says to the demigods, and specifically he's looking at Bhumi, Mother Earth, that don't worry, the Lord is aware of all of our distress, our precarious situation on planet Earth, in this universe, in the material world. He's very much aware. Isn't it? Sometimes we wonder, is the Lord aware? Is he know what we're going through? How much challenges we're going through, the difficulties we're going through, the suffering we're going through, the circumstances and situation we're under? Is he aware? Is he there? Is Radha Gokulananda there? Is Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman there? Is Gaur Nitai there? So Lord Brahma tells the demigods, Lord is aware of all of our situation. And then Lord Brahma says that don't worry. Soon the Lord will appear with all of his potencies. Right here it is said, Bhagwan Purusha Para, and then Prabhupada is translated, personally, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who has full potency. So Lord will appear, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna will appear with all of his potency. And not only that, Lord Brahma explains that also Balram will appear. The original Sankarsan will appear. And together with the Lord, his external potency will also, right, personification of his external potency will also appear. And Lord would like us the demigods, to take birth among the Vrishnis and the Yadus, to assist him in his mission to annihilate all the demons and to establish the devotees. So all of us should now go to the earthly realm and take birth in these families and make arrangements for the Lord's appearance and assist him in his mission. So this is what Lord Brahma tells all the demigods. And finally, he says, he fares well to all of them with sweet words. And he says, do not worry, Lord is aware, everything will be okay. And then he goes back to his own abode, Brahmaloka. So then in this way, then afterwards the demigods disperse. On the earthly realm, as the demigods take birth and start to make various arrangements, Vasudev and Devaki have just got married with great pomp. And then Devak, right, the father of Devaki, gives so much wealth, so much gold, gives so many maid servants to Vasudev. So after the marriage, then Kamsa, the cousin brother of Devaki, puts himself forward and he says, I will take them back to their home. So they're going back to Mathura. Devaki, Vasudev and Kamsa, and joined by all the maid servants, and also there is various other personalities with them. So it's like a great procession with various musical instruments, various songs going on. It's a great celebration. So they're going back, and on the way back, at some point, suddenly there is a tumultuous sound from the sky. Very loud sound. And no one can identify where this sound is or who's speaking. And these words are addressing Kamsa. So the sound that's coming is saying, Kamsa, what are you doing? You're a great fool. You're driving the very person. You're driving the chariot of the very person whose family, the eighth son, will appear and is going to kill you. What are you doing? You're making arrangements for your own death. What are you doing? So upon hearing this, immediately comes us thinking, I'm going to die, and these people are going to be the cause of my death. So he gets his sword out and grabs Devaki, pulling her by her head, by her hair, and is about to kill her. And as he's swinging his sword, Vasudev stops him. And he said, what are you doing? How can you kill a woman? And this woman is your sister. And on the day of her marriage, you're trying to kill her. You're going to kill her. You can't do this. There'll be so much sin involved in this, and there'll be so much suffering. Even though you may not die, there's going to be so much sin. You're going to suffer because of this sin. And Kamsa, all of us are gonna die at some point. Right? You're going to die one day anyway. You're not this body, you're the spirit soul. So Vasudev here starts speaking you know, the philosophy that's given to us in the Bhagavad Gita. You're not this body, you're the spirit soul. And based on your consciousness, based on your mind, right, you will get a particular body in your next life. So, develop the right consciousness. Make sure you have the right state of mind. And you cannot perform these actions, because you will suffer. Only you will suffer. Right? Death is going to come anyway. So in this way, Vasudev tries to pacify Kamsa. And also, it is said that also try to invoke fear in him. But this is not working. Kamsa is even more and more agitated. Right? He's more and more anxious to kill Devaki. So then what he does is, he says, Kamsa, Kamsa, don't kill her. What I will do is, we will give you the possession of all the sons, right? That will come in our family. We'll give you all the sons. As soon as they're born, we'll give them to you. We'll put them in your hands. And then you can decide what to do. Because Vasudev is thinking, at this moment, Devaki's life should be spared. And in the future, who knows? Kamsa may even die before these sons will appear. Right? Or, from whatever the sound vibration that's coming from the sky, it may be all true that the Supreme Personality of Godhead will appear and my eighth son will kill Kamsa. So let's give him this offer. So this is what Vasudev is thinking. That let's see the imminent danger. The most important thing is to save Devaki at this moment. And then we'll see what happens in the future. So in this way, he offers his sons. You know, whoever takes birth from him, Kamsa, you can, whoever takes birth from me, from the womb of Devaki, you can have possession, right, of that child. So then Kamsa agrees that actually, yes, it's true. That it's not Devaki that's going to be the cause of his death. It's going to be the eighth son of Devaki that's going to be the cause of his death. So he agrees, and also knowing the character of Vasudev, that he's going to keep to his promise, he slowly withdraws his sword. Right? And then the journey is continued to Mathura. Right? And Devaki is, you know, allowed to live on. And, you know, they kind of continue kind of living a normal life, right, after their marriage. So then the first son is born, Kirtiman, to Devaki, right, first son is born. And although Vasudev doesn't want to give this son to Kamsa, because he knows, you know, Kamsa is very cruel. He can do anything. Demoniac person, they do not have control over their mind and senses. Right? And demoniac person's character cannot be trusted. So Vasudev is very hesitant. But at the same time, being a pious personality, being a divine personality, he feels that I cannot break my promise. I cannot break my promise. It's interesting, isn't it? We see in Mahabharata, Arjun, we see Bhishma, we hear of Krishna, that all of them are very particular about keeping their promise. Whereas in our situation, in our lives, we're looking for opportunities to break our promises. Right? So then we can have an easy life. We can have a comfortable life like this. But here Vasudev, being a great personality, he's not concerned about his comfort, his happiness. He's thinking that I gotta keep my promise. Krishna says in the at the end of the 16th chapter that those who follow the scripture, those who do their prescribed duties, right, they're referred to as divine. Those who go against scripture, right, who don't perform their prescribed duties, they are demoniac. So those who keep the promises, those who follow the scriptures, those who follow the instructions of the spiritual master, those who act according to the direction of the devotees, these personalities are divine. The others are demoniac. So here we have an example of Vasudev, divine personality, that is not concerned about, you know, his specific situation, but he's thinking, I got to keep my promise. So let me deliver this son to Kamsa. So then he delivers, and he's equipoised. He's equipoised in delivering the son. He doesn't express any feelings. He's not expressing any sorrow. So then Kamsa, seeing this, feeling of compassion arouses within him. And he thinks, actually, you know what, Vasudev? It's not going to be the first son that's going to kill me. It's going to be the eighth son that's going to kill me. So you take this son back. I have nothing to worry. You take this son back. So then Vasudev kind of is reluctant, and he accepts the son back, knowing well the demoniac tendency of Kamsa. So he accepts the son back, and then at this moment, Narad Muni is understanding the situation, he intervenes. And he speaks to Kamsa and he says, what are you doing? Don't you realize that already the demigods have taken birth? Right? In your family, your followers, right? Right? Some of your followers are also the assistants of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They've taken birth in Vrindavan. Right? They've taken birth amongst the Yadu and Vrishni dynasties. Right? Just as the Supreme Personality of Godhead appeared before previously to kill you, before in your life as Kala Nemi, is going to appear again to kill you and all the demons, right, that are present at this time. So what are you doing? And the Lord can appear as any of the sons, any of the sons of Devaki. So, you know, you kill these sons. So then, being apprehensive and full of fear, being so anxious, he takes Vasudev and Devaki into prison. And then also his father, Ugrasen, also, he takes him into prison. Thinking that also he could be also involved in this plot to kill me. And so the other reason is that he can have full control then, because Ugrasen his influence was over Yadu dynasty, Vrishni dynasty, Bhoja dynasty, and also Andhaka dynasty. So all of these dynasties, Ugrasen's influence was, you know, was spread. So then he was thinking, if I can capture my father and put him in prison, then, you know, then I can manage everything. There'll be no one there to tell me what to do. Right? No one intercepting. So he even puts his father in prison as well. So then, after that, Vasudev and Devaki, they're very eager. They're very eager for the Lord to appear. So then, you know, they have one child after another. One child after another. Very, very eager. So they're very eager in terms of to see the Supreme Personality of Godhead, for the appearance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And in this way, they're engaged in service, right, trying to remember the Supreme Personality. They're thinking constantly of the Lord. And while they're thinking constantly of the Lord, in this way, through the medium of the mind of Vasudev, Lord Krishna appears, and then Lord Krishna is transferred to the mind through the to the mind of Devaki and into the womb of Devaki. So we'll hear more specific details in terms of how Krishna appears, and just before that, Balram, and then also the birth of the external potency of the Lord, right, like this. But here is interesting. What are the key things that come out of this particular pastime of the prelude to the Lord appearing? The first is attitude. Right? The attitude of Mother Earth. The attitude of Lord Brahma. The attitude of the demigods. The attitude of also Vasudeva and Devaki. For the Lord to appear, we must have the right attitude. We must have the right consciousness. Right? All of these personalities, they had the right attitude. Secondly, they approached advanced personality of Godhead, and ultimately they approached the Supreme Personality of Godhead for assistance. They were feeling themselves incapable. Right? So approaching advanced personalities, taking shelter of devotees, taking shelter of the spiritual master. So attitude, approaching advanced personalities, and then thirdly, association. Right? In association, they approached the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They made the prayers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In association, Vasudeva and Devaki, right, they were making arrangements for the Lord to appear. Right, they were encouraging each other. They were very eager, right, for the Lord to appear as soon as possible. So association. And then also applying one's intelligence. So Vasudev, he was very diplomatic, he was very intelligent. He acted rightly at the right moment. So in our Krishna consciousness, in engaging in our devotional service, in executing our devotional service, we have to apply our intelligence. So these personalities applied their intelligence. And then finally, they acted appropriately in devotional service. Right. They acted appropriately in devotional service. And as a result of that, this attracted the attention of the Lord, and the Lord appeared. Lord appeared. So this is the formula for the appearance of the Lord. This is the formula for invoking the attention of the Lord. So we have 5 A's gives 2 A's. Right? 5 A's gives 2 A's. The first A, who remembers? Having the right attitude. Approaching an advanced personality. Yes? Taking shelter of advanced devotees. Association, 3rd A. 4th, applying one's intelligence. Right? Acting appropriately in devotional service. So as a result of these 5 A's, we have the attraction. Lord becomes attracted to us. We invoke the attention of the Lord. And then finally, the Lord agrees to appear. Right? The appearance of the Lord. Right? So, this is some of the ingredients that are required to attract the attention of the Lord and for the cause of the Lord to appear. Right? These are some of the reasons why the Lord appears. And this is how we can also invoke the presence of the Lord in our heart as well. Okay. Hare Krishna.